Support for NPR podcasts comes from Bose, offering Bose in-ear headphones designed for comfort and quality sound and featuring soft silicone tips in three sizes at bose.com/radio.
Welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Paul Brown.
And I'm Rob Sachs. And Paul, today I want to talk about something that troubles me. Getting rid of all my stuff. Now, a lot of times, people try out yard sales or selling their stuff on Craigslist, but I thought there was a more fun approach to getting rid of all my clutter.
Oh, I can just see it right now, Rob. You're going door to door to shout your wares, right?
Well, not quite. But there is shouting involved. I've decided to look into the world of auctioneering.
I'm at $1, able to buy me two, able to buy me two. I'm at $1, able to buy me two, able to buy me two.
Now, that there was the voice of Brian Knox, and he is the winner of the men's 2007 IAC, or International Auctioneers Championship. He's pretty good, right?
I'll tell you what, Rob, I've spent my time around the old tobacco auctions down south in North Carolina and Virginia. Mm. This guy sounds spot on. He's right. So what did he tell you about being an auctioneer anyway? I guess it's, you know, it's got to be more than shouting numbers.
Definitely. Now, Brian says you have to be clear, you have to be fast, and you have to not mess up with your chant. But he said there's one other important thing that maybe you haven't thought of.
As auctioneers, the first thing we have to do is learn how to count. Now, that sounds crazy, doesn't it?
That sounds, I mean, you would think that would be something you would already come to the table having with you, you know, the counting ability.
Okay, let's give a short example of bid increments of 2.5. Like 2.5, 5, 7.5, 10, 12.5, 15, 17.5, 20, 2.5, 5, 7.5, 30, all the way to 100. But then you have to learn to do that backwards.
See, you forget that you have to count up and down because he says, you know, you have to keep in mind the last bid that you just shouted out. So you have to have all these numbers in your head, and it's a little bit of on-the-fly math, you know.
You actually have to figure this stuff out and pay attention, which is, you know, this is a big challenge for a lot of us.
I know, because I think I would get caught up in the excitement.
Oh, I would totally.
2.5, 5.5, 10.5, 23, you know, uh-oh.
You have a great future already. You sound fantastic, much faster than I can do it. My gosh. So can you throw anything in that you want as a filler in this stuff? I often wonder what the guys are saying, and I'm just wondering if they're just putting in anything they want.
Right. If it goes with the chant, you can stick it in there, and it can be totally fun.
Anything at all could be a filler word.
Like,
for instance, NPR.
You may think I'm drunk, but I'm not, but let's keep going. Something like that, you know?
Exactly. You know, you could use even NPR. Well, now I'm at $35 NPR, hip at 35 and 40. Hell, now 35 NPR, 40, 40, but at the NPR, 40, 40, hip at 40. See, you can use anything.
Yeah, I mean, you can use anything at all. I suppose it doesn't even matter if anyone understands you.
Right. So he was talking about NPR. But the other thing I thought was really, really cool that he was showing me is that you can actually talk to other people in the auction with your filler words and, like, communicate things. Like Brian was telling me one time his wife came to his auction and he was telling her stuff during the auction with his chant. It was so cool.
Well, now 3,000, now 35, people to 3,500. Look at the guy in the blue shirt. Everybody to 35, people to 3,500. See, I threw in, look at the guy at the blue shirt or in the blue shirt. And so, you know, she can pick up on little things like that.
Or how about,
the auction.
Hey, now we need milk. Go pick me up some milk. I need some milk.
Exactly.
Like, you could, like, you know, tell her what you need after the auction.
Exactly. Hey, now, go to the store to pick up some milk.
See?
Oh, man. You're good at that, but I got a question.
Yes.
How come you start in? You're a Philly kid, right? And here
Yes. You
are with a Southern accent as soon as you start auctioneering.
It just felt so natural. You know, I feel like, you know, if you're going to be an auctioneer, you have to have that Southern drawl. And just it sounds so cool. But you're right. I do feel like a little bit of an imposter. But then again, Brian was saying to me, it doesn't matter if you're from the South. He says there's people from New Zealand or South Africa. Anyone can be an auctioneer. In fact, he likes auctioneers not from the South.
To me, some of the guys from the Midwest, I think, have the prettiest chant.
See, he thinks the Midwestern guys are pretty, pretty.
And I guess you can affect any accent you want. Look at the Rolling Stones. There they were, singing in a Southern accent.
I know.
English boys.
I know. I don't even get into that. But I do think, though, that if you had a thick New York accent,
okay,
it wouldn't sound good. I mean, can you imagine someone saying, give me a quarter. Who's going to raise me a quarter? All right. I'm going to raise up a dollar. You know, like, I just don't think that has the same effect as that cool Southern draw. But maybe New Yorkers, I don't know.
Hey, take me somewhere else. How do you actually know when something is bid? I mean, this guy, Brian, is going so fast. And then he's throwing in blue shirts and this and that and every other thing, things that maybe his wife will get and nobody else. What I keep wondering is whether he sometimes catches a bid that actually isn't a bid, because someone, you know, maybe scratches their eyebrow and they're not intending to bid, but they raise their hand, or, you know, they have a facial motion that he catches as a bid and it
right.
doesn't happen.
Let's say you have a nervous tick. Uh-oh, I just bought a Picasso, right? That's why he said people who want a bid, it's actually kind of obvious. They really want you to know that, yes, I am bidding on something, because I think, like, the cool kind of, like, casual flip up a hand, hey, yo, that's me.
That's not going to get it.
That's not going to get it. And right. I think people who are really serious want to know. So he's looking out for the serious bidders.
I can literally, during the heat of battle, as I call it, when the bidding is going on, I can literally look in someone's eye and tell if they're about to bid. You might say, well, how do you do that? Their expression changes. You know, the eyes may narrow or widen depending on what their facial expressions are. But you learn that. It's just learning people.
So, how do you prepare for an auction?
Well, you know, we just heard a lot about things about, you know, what you want to do in terms of your chant and maybe throwing in things. But it's easier said than done. Now, I've been thinking about maybe auctioning off maybe some of my Garbage Pail Kids, or I have a He-Man set, my Castle Grayskull. I think that could fetch a lot on today's market.
Hey, why not?
So, you know, but the thing is that Brian says, like anything, you have to practice. You have to work on the counting. You have to work on your chant. And you have to work on just being able to know where you are during the auction. So he says the best way to do that is actually while you're driving. And he had this technique he told me about.
Going down the road, start your chant. I'm at $1 bid, now two, I'm at $1 bid, now two, starting out slow. And every time that you pass a power line pole on the road, take that as a bid. And so the faster you go, of course, will dictate how fast you take bids.
So, you know, if you see me driving down the road, Paul, and I'm, you know, yelling at street signs, all right, I got $10 over here.
Yeah,
I got
I'm going to get out of the way is what I'm going to do.
Right, but you know, I am practicing for
yes,
the big
ma'am.
Auction. It's coming because I'm going to be shouting, that guy, that street sign, that stoplight wanted $10.
And you got to tell us where it's happening because all of your podcasters want to be there.
I know. I've got a lot of good stuff and I got to auction it off. So I'll let you all know.
Hey, it's good to know. I guess that about does it for another episode of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Paul Brown.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.